Israel has carried out its biggest strike on Lebanon's capital in a year in a bid to take out Hezbollah's leader. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari says the blast targeted Hezbollah's Beirut headquarters.
That served as the epicenter of Hezbollah's terror.
Two people familiar with the matter say the intent was to kill group leader Hassan Nasrallah during a meeting of top officials.
I cannot confirm now whether he was in that meeting or not.
Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Danon. Nasrallah's been in hiding for years, and an attempt on his life would be a major escalation. Asked if the U.S. backed the operation that appears likely to push the conflict closer to full-fledged war.
Still gathering information. I can tell you the United States had no knowledge of or participation in the IDF action.
President Biden spoke hours after Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the U.N. General Assembly.
We'll continue degrading Hezbollah until all our objectives are met.
After the strikes, Netanyahu abruptly cut short his U.S. visit and headed home without meeting any U.S. officials and defying calls for a temporary ceasefire with Hezbollah. Sagar Meghani, Washington.